Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Juliet. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have been writing for about 15 years. I have four kids. I live in a suburb outside of Boston, and I am sort of an obsessive gardener. I just, you know, I'm just out there digging in the dirt as often as I can.
So what kind of gardening do you do? Do you do like have a herb garden or like flowers or like any preference or?
You know, I don't have a lot of sun, so I'm always sort of fighting with, you know, what can I, oh, here's this beautiful plant, but it's, you know, it's full sun. I can't do that. Got a lot of hostas. I'm really into hostas.
Okay.
Epimediums, you know, some of these wonderful shade plants.
Yeah. And I think you're up in Boston, so you're obviously, you also have winter. So.
Yeah. Except it got really warm today. So that was really nice.
Yeah. I remember when I would live up north and I was like, oh, just, you got winter. So you plant in the fall to get something in the spring. And then
you gotta
like, it's a test of patience for sure.
It sure is. Yes. So.
Awesome. So let's talk about some of your latest release, The Half of It. What is the elevator pitch?
The elevator pitch is Helen Spencer's life has been veering off course for about 40 years. A domino effect of cascading regret that began one romantic night in the woods with Cal Crosby. Now, 40 years later, they have the chance to untangle the mess and help each other figure out where to go from here.
Oh my gosh, this is very exciting. So what was the favorite part of writing this book? Or was it difficult? Was it easy? Like, what was the process of writing it?
You know, what was really crazy was that I wrote it during the pandemic. So it was August of 2020 to March of 2021. So I wrote it really fast because I didn't have anywhere to go and anything to do other than write. And my garden was asleep, so I couldn't even do that. So I just was, you know, I was with these two characters, Helen and Cal, you know, every day. And that was really fun to be very much immersed in that story.
Yeah. So that's like, did you write outside before the pandemic? Like, did you go outside to like rot in coffee shops or any places? Sure. Or was it, or, you know, like, it's a shock to be like, okay, I'm indoors now.
Right. I would go away, have a writing group, and we would go away for a weekend and we'd all go off and write and then have dinner together. Yeah. Or, you know, especially when my kids were little, sometimes I'd like go like check into a hotel for a couple of days, just, you know, not anything fancy, just like a room where no one was going to, you know, be saying like, where are my cleats? And, you know, can I have lunch money? And, you know, that kind of thing. So, I was really kind of holed up at home, but it was good because I really was able to just sit down and dig in and not go anywhere, you know?
Yeah. So now that we have moved past and the world has opened up, I want to say like we're past the pandemic, but we're kind of like post-pandemic world.
Yeah, I think so.
What does your writing look like now? Like you're writing, you know, what you're writing, has it affected or is any like, you know, what were some of the post-pandemic, you know, aha?
Well, I mean, one of the things that's not, you know, when I wrote The Half of It, we were in the middle of it. And so I didn't feel like it was authentic to sort of act like a world where it had never happened. So the story is not about the pandemic in any way. It's, you know, I kind of avoided COVID, but COVID happened in the story and it did have an effect on people. And so Helen, the main character, her son-in-law owns a bakery in town and they're just sort of getting their feet under them again after things, you know, they nearly closed down. So there's a little bit of that. Now, you know, I've actually just finished another manuscript and I didn't feel the need to put COVID in at all because it felt like Yeah, we're you know, it's there. It's, you know, it's still there, but I don't have to talk about it. And
Yeah.
that was kind of nice.
Yeah, I think like in some ways we're moving past like these major, because we had so many traumatic events happening in the
Yes.
span of 20 years, like that we move past. I think like our mind has gone like circular. I'm like, okay, let's just move past it, you know,
Just keep going.
let's just
Right.
keep going. Like what else can happen, you
Right,
know?
right, right.
So I
Yeah.
think in some ways, like we use writing as an escape. Like we acknowledge that it happened, but you know, it actually helped. You know,
We can
we're
sort of
learning a
put it in
different
its
route.
place.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
we, yeah. So, what kind of books do you tend to read? Let's talk about your reading life.
I love contemporary fiction and historical fiction. I don't read much genre fiction, occasionally, but I sort of stick to more sort of family drama or relationship fiction, or and I love historical fiction too.
Love this. And so what kind of historical fiction do you go? Do you go World War II, or do you have like specific time period that you're like, if it
You know
comes, I
what?
read
I
it?
gotta be honest, I don't love World War II.
Yeah.
It's just not quite my jam. I love stuff about you know, one of the books, you know, that I really loved recently was The Exiles by Christina Baker Cline. And it's about women who are in England in the, I think it's just around the turn of the century, the 19th century, and they are being transported to Australia because they're convicts. And it's a very gripping story. So I can't, you know, sort of more about that. I also loved Jojo Moyes' The Giver of Stars. That was a huge hit for me, about a basically a library in the Appalachian Mountains. You
Yeah.
know, that's a horseback library. They would bring the books around on horseback, and that
Yeah.
was also fantastic. I really enjoyed that one.
I love this. And so let's talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend your listeners to pick up?
Books to recommend. Well, one of my favorites in the last couple of years was The People We Keep by Allie Larkin, about a young woman with a really troubled past, trying to make it as a musician. Just a beautiful story, really beautiful. I loved A Gentleman in Moscow by Amor Towles. Again, that's a little bit of a historical fiction, but just really fascinating, about a guy sort of trapped in a hotel in Moscow, and you know how he, so how the years pass as he's, you know, he's trying to figure out how to live a life where he's really trapped. So those are ones that I really love. Another one that I read recently I just adored was Eleanor Oliphant Is Completely Fine. And that was fascinating. I love, you know, sort of an unreliable narrator. Eleanor is sort of telling us what's going on, but there's something else going on that we have to sort of figure out, which I just really loved.
Yes, and it's a great book, I would say. And I think The Gentleman in Moscow is super telling. I think it could be very relevant in like, you know, what we experienced recently. You know, we were stuck
Stuck.
indoors.
Yes.
Like, you know, at the time when it came out, it was pretty much like, what would have happened? But now we're like, oh,
Right.
it's, you know,
That could
it could be
happen.
relevant. It could happen. You know, what
Right.
will you do with your free time? You know, that you have to, and what kind of world do you live within those walls? You know,
Right, right,
so,
right.
Julia, tell us where you can find you online.
My website is julietfay.com. I'm also active on Instagram, at Juliet Fay. There might be an underscore in there somewhere. And on Facebook, Juliet Fay Author. I'm on Twitter, a little bit less on Twitter, but yeah, not hard to find. And I'm happy to engage with readers on any of those platforms. I should also say I really love book groups. So if people contact me to they choose one of my books for their book club, you know, I will meet with them on by Zoom and sort of zoom into their book club meeting, and love talking to books, talking to people about books.
I love this. I love talking about books with you. So thank you for being in the show.
I was very happy to be here. Thank you so much for your wonderful questions.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other book recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Thank you so much for listening and happy reading.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.